Good morning. It's always an honor to be here again and to celebrate and give thanks to God with all of you. And thanks so much for having me this morning again. As a baptized Christian born and raised in the Roman Catholic Church until 2005, reading this the gospel passage for today, it's quite discouraging for me and maybe for some of you too. When in reality, a sports star comes back home from a game, people would turn on their TV or read the newspaper. For they are excited and happy to hear what he or she has to say. However, it is not like this with Jesus in today's gospel's reading. People did not call him by his name, but keep referring to him as this man, this man. Even though they knew him well as being the carpenter's son, Mary's son, they knew his siblings. Some of them might have been playing with him when young. Some of them might have seen him growing up. In those days, people could witness his miracles, could ask him questions, and bring their sick ones to him, and gather around him, listening to him. But despite all this, they rejected him. They entirely turned to his ordinariness, regardless of what they see or hear from him. He is still the person he was. In verse 4, when Jesus said that prophets are without honor in their hometown, among their own kin, and in their own house, sounds very discouraging. As baptized Christians, we do not have to be ordained to serve God. We all are children of God and servants of God in our own ways, in many ways. And I'm not sure how many of you have had similar experience. This passage is discouraging, and it is even more discouraging if we actually experience the rejection ourselves. In this passage, Jesus connected himself to a prophet. And as we know, people also rejected God's messengers and the messages they brought from time to time as well. When people oppose to Jesus, he leaves, as in verse 6 of this passage. And God rejected them also and sent them away into exile, as we know from Old Testament. So by this association, what would happen here if we persist and rejected Jesus? When we think about ourselves, our life, or when we are facing some very challenging situations, our faith becomes weak, and we may have doubt about God, like a piece of mechanical device that requires batteries to function. But our faith cannot be like some sort of battery-charged device. We do not need to see miracles in order to believe or to serve. We need to be careful with our attitude. There are serious consequences when rejecting Jesus. If we are in offend with him, it is not a detached sample to see whether or not he works in our life. Jesus has supreme authority. He has come to do us so much good, and if we are not determined to give him his due, or if we do not respond to his call to repent, to follow the good news, he may leave us too. Our response to Jesus or God is not simply a life choice, but a moral decision or issue. God takes it the utmost seriousness, and we risk everything if we refuse him. Serving Jesus means rejection because we identify with him. It is also very real and challenging to our Christian life and witness because people will always reject Jesus and his followers. In verses 7 through 10, Jesus sent his disciples to ministry and instructed them to take nothing but the staff. Jesus instructed them similar to what God did to the Israelite people, instructing them to how to eat the Passover when they were to leave Egypt. This means that the disciples as well as the Israelites must depend completely on God. Our life as baptized Christians is a matter of trust in God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus has the supreme authority over everything. He is the one who can do so much good for us when no one else can. Jesus is the one who can rescue us from the hands of the evil in this world. Jesus is the one who can finally put an end to sickness and has the authority to rescue us from death. Brothers and sisters, I do not have an absolute suggestion for you today, but would like to leave you with your own questions or decision-making as baptized Christians, why and how you would follow Jesus. For what we each are called to follow Jesus depends on how we believe or trust in God. And we know ourselves better than anyone else, and God knows best. Amen.